Good morning, all of you chickens out there in the WGDR listening land. You are listening to Central Vermont Community Radio, 91.1 FM and 91.7 FM on your dial. And it's Saturday morning, folks, and you are listening once again to Amy's Kids Show. I'm so glad that you are joining me here today. We have another really fun show today with a lot of things to celebrate and a lot of great music and some stories. And our special guest is back again, Anne Elephant. So we'll get started here in just a second. But first, let me tell you that community support for Amy's Kids Show is provided in part by Woodbury Mountain Toys, featuring a selection of toys and games for kids of all ages. Located at 24 State Street in Montpelier, Vermont, more information about Woodbury Mountain Toys can be found at woodburymountaintoys.com. Come in and play with us. Oh, and the dogs are here, the chickens are here. We're all having a big old party because this week is going to be the first official day of winter. I'm so excited. Winter is going to officially start next week. And one of the things that happens on the first day of winter is that we have the longest night of the year. It's going to be the longest night. So we're going to be celebrating that fact. And how would we celebrate night? Well, I have a really beautiful song to start us off with today. And so if you are still in bed or you are still feeling sleepy or relaxed, or maybe if you're not, maybe you want to just take a break from what you're doing right now and just go lie on the couch and close your eyes, or keep your eyes open and look out the window and watch the landscape. Whatever you do, when you listen to this song, I am sure it's going to transport you the way it transported me on the way into the station this morning. And I will tell you what, that as I was listening to these first two songs on my way into the station, I was seeing crows flying into a beautiful sunrise. I mean, the mountains here in Vermont, the hills, my favorite spot where I can see what I call the Three Sister Mountains here. It all happened all at once as I was listening to this music, and so I'm sure it will transport you. So we're going to start out sort of gently and in an inspiring way. And then we're going to get on to celebrating other things people celebrate this time of year, including toys and some company coming. And then we will have some company coming, actually, because Anne Elephant is back, and I'm not sure what she wants to talk about, but I can't wait. I'm curious to find out. I hope you're curious too. Thanks for joining me for Amy's Kids Show. Find a good place to relax and enjoy the long night.
Soft the drowsy hours are. as the dawn is waking, it's a sweet bird song. It's the silent message that the world is gliding on. And you know what it means because you feel it whenever you tumble down inside yourself and find that quiet place. I know what it means because I feel the same feeling for you. Love is the stuff that makes really good friends. Get a little from your neighbor, give it right back again. And you know what it means because you feel it whenever you tumble down inside yourself and find that quiet place. I know what it means because I feel the same feeling for you. Listen to the voices all around the world, joining together in a great big chorus of I love you. And you know what it means because you feel it whenever you tumble down inside yourself and find that quiet place. I know what it means because I feel the same feeling for you. I know what it means because I feel the same feeling for you. I know what it means because I feel the same feeling for you. I know what it means because I feel the same feeling for you.
We've got company coming, there's so much to do. Let's work together for this hullabaloo. Time to clean up and wash up, get the towel and shampoo. We've got company coming, yahoo! We've got company coming, what a day this will be. We'll all be buzzing round like bumblebees, and everyone will bring their favorite recipes. We've got company coming. We'll find some time to sit and talk, share a feeling, or go for a walk. Let each other know we're glad we came, and every time we do this it will be the same. 'Cause we've got company coming home night and day. Some live nearby and others far away. This is a happy time, would you like to stay? We've got company coming, hooray! We'll find some time to sit and talk, share a feeling, or go for a walk. Let each other know we're glad we came, and every time we do this it will be the same. 'Cause we've got company coming all night and day. Some live nearby and others far away. This is a happy time, would you like to stay? We've got company coming, hooray! We've
just a wee little lad full of health and joy. My father homeward came one night and gave to me a toy, a wonder to behold it was, with many colors bright. The moment I laid eyes on it, it became my heart's delight. It went zip when it moved, and bop when it stopped, and whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. The first time that I picked it up, I had a big surprise, for right on its bottom were two big buttons that looked like big green eyes. I first pushed one and then the other, then I twisted its lid. When I set it down again, this is what it did. It went zip when it moved, and bop when it stopped, and whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. It first marched left and then marched right, then marched under a chair. And when I looked where it had gone, it wasn't even there. I started to cry and my daddy laughed, for he knew that I would find. When I turned around, my marvelous toy chugging from behind. It went zip when it moved, and bop when it stopped, whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. Well, the years have gone by too quickly, it seems. I have my own little boy, and yesterday I gave to him my marvelous little toy. His eyes nearly popped right out of his head. He gave a squeal of glee. Neither one of us knows just what it is, but he loves it just like me. It still goes zip when it moves, and bop when it stops, whirr when it stands still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
What did you guys think of all that great music? I've been dancing around the station here already today. Such beautiful music, some peaceful, relaxing music to get us in the mood for a long winter's nap. And then, of course, it is time to get busy during the short daytime, daylight hours that we have to run around and get ready for whatever we're going to be doing to celebrate this time of year. And lots of people do lots of different things, of course, and I want to celebrate all of it. And we're going to do as much as we can here this morning. And speaking of we, I have a special guest in the studio. I thought I would have her come on up to the microphone here. Come on over, Anne. And, come on over. So, good morning, Anne. How are you today?
Well, Amy, I've got the hiccups. It's making it very difficult to talk.
Wow. Yeah, I guess so. It is kind of a pain to have the hiccups, isn't it? Especially if you're going to be on the radio. Boy, what bad timing that is, huh?
Well, Amy, I guess it's also making me very curious about what is happening. Can you explain it?
Well, it kind of has to do with a little, what do we call it? Like a spasm? A muscle twitch that seems to be happening in your diaphragm.
What's a diaphragm?
Well, Anne, a diaphragm is a muscle. It's a muscle that is under your ribs, actually, and it stretches all across the middle of your body. And you see, your lungs that bring the air into your body exhale the carbon dioxide. Those lungs that we have, they don't actually have muscles of their own. And so the muscle that helps them work, that makes them work completely, actually, is called our diaphragm. And sometimes, I'm sorry, you're making me giggle with these hiccups here. sometimes that diaphragm has a little spasm. And when it's spasming, we can't control it.
Well, Amy, I thought that breathing is how we can control those kinds of things, but now my breathing is uncontrollable.
Well, yes, that does happen sometimes. Life doesn't always, work the way that we plan, that's for sure. In fact, sometimes when things go a little weirdly, we say that's life giving us a little hiccup or things are having a hiccup. Sometimes we use that word, to explain the bumps in the road that life naturally throws us.
Well, Amy, this is a bump in the road because I really want to be on the show and talk with the kids today, and I'm having a really hard time.
Well, and there are some ways to get rid of the hiccups.
What's that?
Well, for starters, a lot of people say to maybe drink a little water. How about if we go and get a little bit of water for you? I'll go out and get you some water. And if you're still curious about how hiccups work, I do have a little audio clip here that we could play for everybody so everyone can learn about what hiccups are and how our diaphragm works and where the sound comes from. I was really curious too, so I just happened to look this up the other day and I thought you'd be interested.
Yeah, that'd be good. I think I could use a little bit of water.
Okay, so she's having a hard time breathing. She's having a hard time talking. Actually, she's already heading towards the door. I'm going to put something on here so I can go get Anne some water. Enjoy, guys. Hiccups explained.
Squeaks and I were just talking about our plans for the day. It's really nice out, so we're thinking about going for a hike in the woods. What do you think, Squeaks? It's all right, Squeaks. You have the hiccups. You're right. They can be kind of annoying. Good question. Why do hiccups happen? When you hiccup, that's your body breathing in little gulps of air really quickly. When you breathe in and out, air is moving in and out of your lungs, which are kind of like two little balloons inside your chest. But there's another part of your body that's also really important for breathing. It's called your diaphragm, and it's a muscle that's right below your lungs at the bottom of your rib cage. Your muscles are in charge of moving your body around. When you raise your hand, you're using muscles to move your arm. And when you breathe, you're using your diaphragm muscle to make your lungs get bigger and smaller as you breathe air in and out. But sometimes your diaphragm spasms, meaning that it gets kind of twitchy. Instead of helping you breathe in and out the normal way, it randomly makes you take in little gulps of air. And that's what we call the hiccups. There are all kinds of things that can get the hiccups started, like eating too quickly, or even some kinds of medicine. And sometimes they just happen, and we don't know why, like with Squeaks here. Oh, good question. Where does the noise come from? Normally when you breathe, you don't make sounds, but you do make a little hic sound when you hiccup. That sound is your vocal folds moving together. Your vocal folds are the part of your body that helps you make sounds when you talk. They're like little flaps inside your throat, and they make sounds by vibrating. When you hiccup, that sudden gulp of air makes your vocal folds slap together, and that's what makes the hic noise. Yeah, I don't blame you. Squeaks wants to know how he can get rid of his hiccups. You might have heard of some weird ways to do that, like having a friend scare you, but that doesn't work very well. Since the hiccups are caused by your diaphragm being a little twitchy, to get rid of them, you need to get your diaphragm moving normally again. One way to do that is to drink a big glass of water. That can kind of distract your diaphragm and get it to stop spasming when you start breathing again after you drink. It doesn't always work, though. Sometimes the hiccups can be really stubborn, and you just have to wait it out. They'll eventually go away. Speaking of which, Squeaks, your hiccups are gone!
Hello, little readers. Today we're going to read Hiccups for Elephant by James Preller. It was nap time. All the animals were fast asleep, except for the elephant. He had the hiccups. Hiccup. Chimp woke up. I can cure those hiccups, Chimp said. Stand on your head and eat a banana. Elephant gave it a try. Kaboom! It only made him dizzy. Hiccup! Lion woke up. I can cure those hiccups, Lion said. Drink lots of water very, very fast. Elephant gave it a try. He drank and drank and drank and drank. Hiccup! Zebra woke up. I can cure those hiccups, Zebra said. Hold your breath and count to 10. Backwards. Elephant gave it a try. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hiccup! Mouse woke up. What's all the noise? Mouse asked. I'm trying to sleep. Poor elephant has the hiccups, Chimp explained. Mouse looked elephant in the eye. Boo! He shouted. Everyone waited and waited, but there were no more hiccups. Works every time, Mouse said. All the animals fell back to sleep, except for Elephant. Achoo! The end.
So, we're back here with Anne Elephant. Anne, did drinking the water help you a little bit?
Well, actually, yes. Ah, thankfully, it did. I feel a lot better. Now it's a lot easier to talk and breathe and everything.
Well, good. I'm glad that the water helped. You know, there are a lot of suggestions for ways to get rid of hiccups. Some of them are good suggestions. Some of them are maybe not such good suggestions. I actually don't advise that you try to eat while you're standing on your head. What do you think, Anne?
Well, I have a hard time standing on my head anyway. And I wouldn't really want to eat that way. It'd probably be hard to swallow.
Well, yeah, actually, I mean, we don't want to choke on our food. So always, my mother always said, to sit down while you're eating. That's good advice. Sit down, sitting up, straight as possible, actually, to help that food get through our system. So, you know, sometimes there's good advice, sometimes there's bad advice. That was just kind of a silly story that I happened to come across. Hiccups. Hiccups for Elephant is the name of the story, and I just thought that was amazing that there is actually an elephant story about hiccups. And here you were today, Anne, with the same problem.
I know, Amy. It's pretty cool the way we always seem to have coincidences happening all the time.
Oh, coincidences. That's a good word. Yeah, exactly. I tend to call it magic, but you're right. The magic is in the coincidences and what we pay attention to, right? If we notice them, then we'll notice that they do happen quite a lot. I do have some other ideas, though, for how to get rid of hiccups.
Okay. What else can we do?
Well, besides drinking water, which of course, you know, is helpful, I've found that what works for me a lot of time is to drink water upside down. Now, I know that goes against what I just said, not to eat upside down, but if you're very, very careful, you can drink water upside down very slowly, very gently. And so you have to get a glass of water, and what you do is you bend over from your waist, and you end up having to put your top lip on the opposite side of the cup so that you'll be ready when you tip over, that the cup is ready to pour into the top of your mouth. You have to be super careful, of course, not to spill it and to swallow gently so that it doesn't hurt your throat and so the water doesn't get stuck in there. But that's the whole point, is that you have to do it so carefully and it takes so much concentration, because the main thing about getting rid of hiccups is to pay attention to something else.
That's kind of what we were talking about last week, right? That we can pay attention to our breathing to help us relax.
Well, yes, exactly, to help us relax so that we can be curious again and playful again. Exactly. But in this case, if we think about our breathing, that's exactly what we're trying not to think of when we have the hiccups, right? So drinking upside down is one trick. That's one that I particularly like. But a lot of people just hold their breath, you know, plug your nose and hold your breath. And you know, you can see how long you can do it. Not for very long, usually about 30 seconds, maybe a minute if somebody's been practicing, right? And so you hold your breath just as long as you can until you pop and you have to breathe again. And sometimes that works. Sometimes, just like the story said, holding your breath and counting to 10, or if you're really good at counting to 10, give yourself a challenge and count backwards from 10 to 1, right? So there are different things like that. And maybe some folks out there in the listening audience have some ideas. If you have a way of getting rid of hiccups, a suggestion for Anne if she gets them again, please, why don't you give a call here to the station? The phone number is 802-454-7762. Give us a call and let us know your suggestions, or you can also email them to WGDRKidsShow@gmail.com. WGDRKidsShow@gmail.com, spelling all of that out. All right, well, speaking of hiccups in life, I've got a really funny story from Bill Harley that where he had a little hiccup in life, but it ends up being an amazing gift. You know, the hiccups of life where we make mistakes and things happen we didn't expect and we didn't want to happen. Those hiccups, like Anne having the hiccups today, she didn't want that to happen. But sometimes those experiences can lead to some amazing surprises. So here's Bill Harley's story. Happy birthday, Mrs. Nottingham. Enjoy.
Kids love age. Adults hate it. Kids love to tell people how old they are. They love to have birthdays. Some adults never say how old they are or never admit to birthdays. As a kid, I didn't know what age looked like until I got into third grade. I mean, I knew some people were 27 and some 46 and some 82, but I couldn't guess what age they were until I got into third grade and had Mrs. Nottingham. Mrs. Nottingham was from the old school. She was very strict. She wore a black wool suit on the hottest day in June, and she didn't break a sweat. She was scary. She taught us all sorts of things. Math, spelling, reading. But what she really taught us was,
it's a cold, cruel world.
Sometimes you had to ask a question about something you didn't understand. You weren't supposed to because she was grading papers. And you're never supposed to bother a teacher when they're grading papers. It's the most important thing they can do. But you were trying to figure out multiplication, and you couldn't. So you had to ask her. You'd take the paper up to her desk and say, I can't do this.
She'd snap her pen down, look over her half glasses at you, and say,
"No one ever got anywhere, young man, without a little hard work. Now get back there and try it again."
"Oh, okay, thanks. And you take it back to your desk and try to figure it out. Because you were learning multiplication, but you were really learning...
It's a cold, cruel world.
Now, the scariest thing about Mrs. Nottingham was something everybody in my class called the claw. It looked like her hand until it went into action, and then it was swift and dangerous. It would be around your neck, and it would squeeze and squeeze and squeeze until it pinched your head off. Mr. Hambleman would have to come in with duct tape and put it back on. So, you gave Mrs. Nottingham a wide berth on either side so there'd be some warning. Still, there were things about her that didn't fit with how scary she was. Every day after recess, she would sit in her red rocking chair in the front of the room and read to us. Mrs. Pigglewiggle, Charlotte's Web, The Boxcar Children, about kids whose parents die and they live in the woods by themselves without any grown-ups. Kids doing things for themselves. And Mrs. Nottingham reading to us. Now, the other thing about Mrs. Nottingham was that she lived on my street. On my street at the end of it, in a white house with black shutters. It's weird to see a teacher where they don't belong. Like in a supermarket. "Hey, you look like somebody I know."
"I'm your teacher."
"Yeah, but what are you doing here?"
"Buying food."
"You eat?" So, I knew Mrs. Nottingham was real because she was on my street. And 4 or 5 times that year, she gave me a ride home after all the bus riders and walkers had left. Now, one day I was going to ride home with Mrs. Nottingham. Everybody had left, and I was helping her clean up. I had a big bunch of big black paintbrushes with a rubber band around each end. I was putting them in the cubbyhole in the cloakroom. Now, the cloakroom wasn't really a room. It was just a standing wall between it and the rest of the class. You could walk around either side. But if someone walked in the room, they wouldn't know you were there. As I was putting those paintbrushes away, I heard some footsteps come into the room, and then I heard a voice. It was Miss Beeman, the teacher next door. "Well, Gwen," she said, "you're coming up on 50. "Yes," said Mrs. Nottingham. "It happened so fast, I don't like to think about it. Well, now, when is your birthday? Is it next Tuesday?" "Yes, it is," she said, "but don't you tell a soul. I don't have time in my class for silly business like parties and birthdays. We're here to learn." 50 years old? I never knew anyone who was 50 years old. I wasn't very good at Sunday school, but it seemed to me Moses was about that old when he died. "Wait till everybody hears." I thought, oh, this is unbelievable. But then a voice inside me said,
"If she finds out, you know, she'll pinch your head off."
Right. I hid in the closet till it was time to go. Then I snuck out, and I walked with Mrs. Nottingham down the hallway, out the front door, across the parking lot, and got into her car to go home. 1959 Nash Rambler with bench seats. And I sat in the front seat next to Mrs. Nottingham, and every time I could, I got a good look at her. You couldn't blame me, because I was looking at 50 for the first time. It was a secret, a terrible secret, and it was a secret I had to keep if I wanted to live. I did a pretty good job. Till the next day in the cafetorium, sitting next to my best friend, Tommy Sams. Hey, Tommy, guess what?
What?
I know something you don't know.
Well, what?
I can't say.
Why not?
Because I'll die.
Come on, tell me.
No, I can't.
You've got to. I'm your best friend.
I can't.
You've got to.
I can't.
You know what, Bill?
What?
You don't know.
I don't know what?
You don't know what you say you know.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. I'll prove it. If you say something, it means you know it.
Yeah,
if you don't say it, it's because you don't know it. You're not saying it. That means you don't know it.
Mrs. Nottingham, she's going to be 50 on Tuesday. Whoa!
That's how old Moses was when he died.
Wait till everybody hears.
Hey, everybody.
No, you guys. No. Promise. You got to promise. You won't tell anybody. You got to keep it a secret. Please.
Sure.
Okay, thanks. I'll see you later.
Hey, everybody. guess what?
By the end of the day, everybody knew. The next morning, Amy Carpenter, the self-appointed class organizer, came up to me and said she wanted to give a birthday party for Mrs. Nottingham. I said it was a bad idea. She hated birthdays. She said, don't be stupid. Everybody loves birthdays. I said, not Mrs. Nottingham. Something happened to her. And I tried to stop it. But they organized the biggest birthday party Delaware Trails Elementary School ever had. Amy Carpenter got the kids to make 50 birthday cards. Sally Williams got her mom to make a cake with 50 candles. Amy and her friends made a banner to hang over the chalkboard that said, Mrs. Nottingham is 50 years old today. I tried to stop it. I said she hates birthdays. They said,
don't be stupid. Everybody loves birthdays.
Not Mrs. Nottingham. Something happened to her. I tried to be sick that morning, but my mother made me get up. I got on the bus. Sally Williams got on the bus with a big grocery bag filled with cake and cookies. I told her Mrs. Nottingham was going to hate it. She said, don't be stupid. Everybody loves birthdays. I said, not Mrs. Nottingham. Something happened to her. We were all so excited. We couldn't work all day. Mrs. Nottingham couldn't figure out what was wrong with us. Amy Carpenter, she talked to the school secretary so that at 2:15 that afternoon, this announcement came over the PA system in our room.
Mrs. Nottingham, could you please come down to the office? There's something we need you to sign here.
Mrs. Nottingham said, I'll be right down. She turned to the class and said, I have something I have to sign in the office. I'll be right back. Amy Carpenter, you sit at my desk and take down the name of anyone that breathes. She walked to the door, turned, and said, not a sound. We heard her walking off down the hall. Amy said, let's get ready. We got out the cards. Sally got out the cake. She brought matches into school. Kids started fighting over them. Amy and her friends started to hang the banner up over the chalkboard. Teddy Dunn and a couple other guys started to make paper gliders and stand on the desk and throw them. Seemed like the right thing to do. Before we knew it, Amy was saying, shh, she's coming back.
Hey, here she comes. Shh. Stop, everybody.
It got quiet. We heard her footsteps. They stopped right outside the door. She stepped inside the door. We all said,
happy birthday! You're 50!
Somebody started to count.
1, 2, 3!
We all joined in.
4, 5, 6!
It was a long
seven,
way to 50, but we were third
eight,
graders. We could do it.
9, 10, 11, 12!
But about
13,
there, some kids 14, started dropping out.
15,
most of us kept going.
16, 17, 18!
But more
19,
and more kids were dropping
20,
out. Until finally, there's just this one kid calling out, 24, 25, 26, 27.
And that was as far as anybody got. Because when we looked at Mrs. Nottingham, we realized a mistake had been made. She glared at the class. She walked across the front of the room. She saw the banner over the chalkboard. Oh, for pity's sake. Who told you this? And for one brief and shining moment, everybody held out. And then...
he did it! It was him!
Mrs. Nottingham said, Bill, you come up here right now.
I walked to the front of the class. I looked up at her. She looked down at me, and then I saw it. The claw, reaching toward my neck. I felt it wrap around. I felt it tighten. I thought I was gonna die. And then I realized it wasn't her hand that was tight. It was my neck. I looked up at her. She wasn't even looking at me. She was looking at the class, holding the cake. The candles only half lit since everybody was fighting over them. Teddy Dunn was standing on a desk with a glider in each hand, realizing it wasn't a good place to be anymore, but maybe if he didn't move, nobody would notice. Mrs. Nottingham let go of my neck. I looked up at her. She was looking at her hand, looking at it.
And I heard her say, very softly, to herself, whose hand is this? Whose hand? And she said, yes, class, it is my birthday. I was born today, and you found out, and you gave me a party. Thank you. Thank you very much. Why? I don't remember the last time I had a party here in school. Thank you. Thank you. But I do have to tell you, it's silly, but I'm not 50 today. I'm just 49. 49. And she wrote it on the board without turning and looking. A big 4 and a big 9. Then she walked back to her desk, sat down, straightened herself out, folded her hands on her desk, and said, now, where's a piece of cake for the birthday girl?
About the million things they want me to do, but then I remembered something made me feel okay.
Feel okay.
I can do what I want, 'cause today is Saturday. Well, the rest of the week it's okay with me. There are places to go, people to see. By the end of it all, I need some time to play.
Time to play.
Yes, I like it all, but I love Saturday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they're fine.
They're fine.
But Saturday's the best of them all, 'cause Saturday's mine. Stay here in bed for a little while more. I get up, I'll come and knock on your door. We can spend the day together, watch the time slipping away.
That's okay.
Oh, wishing we could make it stop on Saturday. Friday, they're fine.
They're fine.
But Saturday's the best of all. Saturday's mine. Listen to me, I can stay here in bed for a little while more. But when I get up, I'll come and knock on your door. We can spend the day together, watching time slipping away.
That's okay.
Oh, wishing we could make it stop on Saturday.
Christmas is a-coming, and it's a-jumping. Christmas is a-coming, and it's a-jumping. Christmas is a-coming, and it's a-jumping. Boy, it won't be long. Chicken crows at midnight on a Christmas day. Rooster crows at midnight on a Christmas day. Children get so happy on a Christmas day. Children get so happy on a Christmas day. Santa Claus coming, and he's coming. Santa Claus coming, and he's coming. Santa Claus coming, and he's coming. Boy, it won't be long. Santa Claus comes on a Christmas day. Santa Claus comes on a Christmas day. Children run and tell their pappy on a Christmas day. Children run and tell their pappy on a Christmas day. Little children get so happy on a Christmas day. Little children get so happy on a Christmas day. Don't forget it.
Every Christmas, Grandma Hall takes us Christmas shopping down to Macy's on the Mall, where the joint is hopping. Once through the revolving door, twice through the revolving door, thrice through the
Come along, children.
Come along, it's Christmas on the Mall with Bruno, Shirley, Sue, and Mike, and Spike, and Grandma Hall. Little Spike gets brought along a list as long as he is tall.
Let's go see Santa.
Come along, it's Christmas on the Mall. Off we raced and joined the hysteria. Grandma Hall could not have been cheerier. Bought us luncheon at the buffeteria. Shakes and pranks and fries. Then we got online to see Santa Claus. Waited, waited, waited for Santa Claus. Spike got 15 seconds with Santa Claus. Ho, 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 time flies. Grandma said,
I've got to buy a tie for Uncle Lee. We'll meet back here in camping gear at 3:15.
Bruno said,
we'll be here.
And we watched her disappear.
Where to, gang?
To toys. To toys. To toys. To toys. To toys.
Up the escalator, we're thundering. Down the escalator, we're thundering. Up the escalator, we're thundering. On our way to toys. Come along,
to toys,
come along.
To toys.
It's Christmas on the Mall.
Ta-da, mitts, skis,
and kits,
and stuff for girls and boys.
And even though you know that you could never have it all,
it's fun to dream, so come along.
It's Christmas on the Mall. At 3:15 we headed back, but Grandma Hall was late. So we found a tent with sleeping bags and crept inside to wait. Unknown to us as time went by, 3:30, 4:10. Our grandma had forgotten us and gone home on the crosstown bus.
She does that now and then.
And meanwhile, in our teepee, we all fell fast asleep.
Hey, Bruno, wake up. We fell asleep. It's really late.
Oh, no.
Through the flap, we softly stepped on new-fallen plastic snow.
It's so quiet.
It's empty.
It's closed for the day.
We're locked in.
What do we do?
I know. We'll play. Come along. Come along. It's Christmas on the Mall.
We're gonna get in trouble.
No, we're gonna have a ball. Shirley, Spike, don't you get it? We can have it all. It's magic time. Come along.
It's Christmas on the Mall. And music played all the cool guitars. Down in Delhi ate all the chocolate bars. Raced from aisle to aisle in the pedal cars, bikes and scooters. And up in Pets we checked the aquarium, then hooked up a home planetarium. Thundered through the ladies' underwearium toward computer land. Shirley found the switch and turned on 64 TVs, 61 Fred Flintstones and 3 NYPDs. Then Bruno on a forklift truck came roaring through the door.
Who wants a ride?
I do.
Come on!
We tore off through the store. Through antiques, through shoes and sneaks, our reckless ride extended. And there in small appliances is where the party ended.
Hey, you kids! What are you doing?
Nothing.
Lower the forklift. Someone's looking for you.
We went downstairs and there was Grandma, so relieved and glad.
Are you all right?
Sure.
We're okay.
The fright you must have had.
See, I told you she'd get here. Can we do this thing?
Christmas on the Mall. It didn't last, it went too fast, but oh, we had a ball. Every kid deserves a night when they can have it all. A rowdy night of toys and song, with no adults to say it's wrong. A night like this one, come along, come along, come along. It's Christmas on the Mall.
Well, folks, we did it. We've come to the end of Amy's Kids Show today. And I'm going to bring Anne back up to the microphone. Anne Elephant. She has another joke for us this week. So go ahead, Anne. What is your joke this week?
Well, my joke this week goes like this. Ready? What do you do with a blue elephant?
What do you do with a blue elephant? Well, I know we were celebrating pink elephants last week, so a blue elephant is a little bit out of my experience area here, so I'm not sure. What do you do, Anne, with a blue elephant?
Well, actually, you try and cheer her up.
Well, that's a really funny one. I love that. You try to cheer her up. And that's exactly what we do here on Amy's Kids Show. We cheer people up, right? By celebrating. Celebrating is such a fun thing to do, especially on Saturdays, my favorite day of the week. And so what have we been celebrating today? Well, we've been celebrating the hiccups of life in more than one way, right? The hiccups of life. And we had Bill Harley help us with that celebration with his funny story. He always cheers me up about the hiccups of life and how a little hiccup that he made turned out to be a really great gift for his teacher, which was really great. And he also helped us celebrate birthdays, particularly 50th birthdays or 49th. We've also been celebrating the longest night of the year and the solstice, which is coming up. And we've also been celebrating sleeping, which is a really fun thing to do on the longest night of the year. And of course, Christmas, which, speaking of Christmas, next week is Christmas. And so actually, Anne and I are going to be taking the day off. We are not going to come in the station, but don't worry, because we have a very special guest coming. She's an extremely famous puppet. Maybe some of you have heard of her. Her name is Lamb Chop, and she is going to the Nutcracker, which is a ballet performance. It's so beautiful, if you've ever seen it, and I've actually never seen it, but Lamb Chop is going to explain it all to us with the help of her friend. And so next week, please join us for that special episode. And if you are interested in seeing the Nutcracker, which I know I am actually in seeing it in real life, you can join Moving Light Dance this weekend in Moortown. They are doing their annual performance of the Nutcracker. So please check that out, Moving Light Dance. That would be such a beautiful way to celebrate, right? So whatever you're celebrating out there, I hope you have a lot of fun. And remember, you're the greatest.
Listening to WGDR Plainfield and WGDH Hardwick.
Acordo cedo com o pé no freio. Inteiro começa a girar. Num banheiro, olho no espelho. Crio coragem e ponho prenda. Carteira, chave no bolso. Tá carregando meu celular. Acredita, ninguém apaga.